Love is having FFA week because we get to have our FFA members here, and really some outstanding members today. And we're glad to have Christian County with us today. And they were supposed to have their FFA advisor with them this morning, but did he oversleep or what? Do you what's the word, guys? Do you have any idea?
Oh,
Mr. Jake Jaworski. Y'all getting breakfast out of this deal, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't blame you. I'm thinking Cracker Barrel is something very nice and very expensive. Well, let's go around the table. What's your name and what's your office in FFA?
My name is Addison Gilkey, and I'm this year's president for our chapter.
Well, tell us, what's it like being president of this chapter of Christian County?
It's a pretty cool experience, especially being the last year before the schools combined. It's an honor to be the last group that we have this year.
I think it's great. So great officer team with you. What are some things, I don't know who wants to talk about this, what things are you guys doing this week for FFA week? Sarah Godsey, who is the treasurer of Christian County FFA. Sarah, tell us what you're doing for FFA week this week.
So for FFA week, all week we've had a spirit week at school. So every day is a different thing that the students can partake in. So tomorrow, Wednesday, is wear camo day. And then Thursday, we're going to have an FFA spirit day. And then after school, we're having a chapter dinner at B-Dubs and an FFA meeting. And then Friday, we're having a breakfast in the ag shop to bring our FFA members together. And we're having a clean versus dirtiest truck contest and a drive your tractor to school day.
So I'm going to say drive your tractor to school day and clean and dirty truck contest. Dude, that's pretty cool to do the same day, huh? I like that. So, Addison, tell us a little bit about what do you do in the FFA? What are some activities you're involved in besides being president of the chapter?
Activities like right now we just did our speech contest against Hoptown, our chapter speaking night. But events like our ag breakfast is coming up, just going out and showing our chapter and showing that what we're capable of and what we're involved in. But
what about your SCE? What's your SCE in FFA?
My SAE project is my cows, my own cow herd. I own 10 of my mama cows and a bull, and then I breed them for profit. So a cow-calf operation, and it's grown tremendously since freshman year.
How'd you get started with that project? Has it been a family thing, I guess, or what?
A family thing since I can remember, since 8 years old on, that I've had my own cow. And then my grandfather passed away, and I had the opportunity to buy his cow herd out in 2023, and it's grown since then.
Love the cattle business?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's fantastic. So what do you think FFA is going to do for you in the future?
It's grown tremendous leadership skills. I'll say that from when I walked in freshman year until now, just going out in the real world and being prepared just in business situations and in the workforce, it's grown me all kinds of skills.
I think it's fantastic. You guys had a great, by the way, had a great speaking contest. I was one of the judges last week. Really enjoyed being there and hearing all the speeches. And I like the Hopkinsville Christian County competition because next year, I guess you'll be all in one. So kind of neat to do that. So what's it like serving for you, knowing this will be the last year as a colonel at the FFA program?
It's an honor, but it's going to be different. We were discussing that yesterday about what it's going to look like in the new officer elections for next year and how that's going to look combined in two different schools and two different opinions, but I think it's all going to work out. But it's an honor being the last group that gets to show for Christian County.
I think that's it. Keep the colonel tradition alive. I'm a Christian County colonel from 1986, the year I graduated Christian County colonel. I was president my senior year, so you guys keep that tradition alive, even though you'll become Tigers next year, I think. So fantastic. So, and your name is? I know you, but I can't think of your name.
I'm Carson Bird.
And tell us, what do you do in the FFA?
I'm the secretary.
Secretary. Tell us about some of the things you do in addition to being secretary. What's your SAE project? What are you involved in?
My SAE project is just my job. I work at H&R AgriPower.
That's right. I see you from time to time. Were you there Saturday for Pancake Day?
Yes, I was.
How many people came through the door? Any idea?
I'm not sure. A lot.
It was a lot. Wasn't it? A lot. So, do you like Pancake Day? Isn't it pretty cool?
Yeah, it's fun.
I think it's neat to have it. You guys put a lot of work in beforehand, though, don't you?
Yes, we do.
So working at H&R AgriPower, what kind of things does your job involve at H&R AgriPower?
I work in human resources, so it's a lot of paperwork and a lot of just sitting at my desk and computer work.
Do you think that maybe a career you like some one of these days? Or?
Possibly. Yeah. I'm not sure yet.
Good. Nothing like good customer service and being around people like that. You got a good crew to work with. Who are some of the folks you work with at H&R?
Holly Say, Carla Price. Okay. Yeah, those are my two girls.
Great,
up there.
Good. So what do you think FFA is going to do for you and your experience at Christian County is going to do for you in the future?
I think it's given me a lot of skills that I'll need in the future. Like, I'm completely different from I was freshman year, and I've just grown so much from being in FFA.
Speaking contest? You may mention it. What kind of speaking contest are you doing?
This past speaking contest, I did dairy farming.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any background in dairy, or just you like the subject, or what?
No, not really. I just, they needed someone to speak in it, so I did it.
How'd you do?
I got first place.
All right. Good luck. Good luck at the region, right?
Yes.
Thank regional you. Competition on March 12th, I think. So.
Yeah.
Seems like that's right. Well, good luck with you. And then Sarah Godsey, we kind of know this young lady. I've watched Sarah grow up, but Sarah's, of course, Sarah, you're the treasurer. Tell us, what do you do in the FFA in Christian County?
So I take care of most of the money and stuff, and then I also kind of just help around with what's needed. So things like that, I help anybody who needs mm-hmm. help.
What? Tell me a little bit about your SAE. What are you doing for FFA?
So I have 6 chickens that I started to take care of last year because of my animal science class, and I learned how to take care of them and what things that they needed.
You know, guys don't have to buy eggs at the store anymore, I guess?
Nah.
I like that. That's pretty good. Is there an egg sale over at your house any day?
Well, I don't eat eggs, but my parents eat them every single morning. I mean, they started after I got the chickens, uh-huh. so I think that's more why they.
Do you charge them? Do you charge them for the eggs or what?
Nah.
No.
That's they fantastic. Get a family discount.
Family discount. That's good. I'm glad. Of course, if you don't know John Godsey, who works with us, and Margie, that's John and Margie's daughter, but she actually helped me Friday, Saturday morning at H&R AgriPower do my pictures for me, and I appreciate you being there and hanging out with me through the morning hour. So what do you think FFA is going to do for you in your life?
So I think FFA... FFA is not just for farmers, so it doesn't just help in the agriculture side of things, even though it does. You can learn anything from like communication skills to leadership to things you just need for a normal job. So those things will help me in the future because no matter what career I go into, the skills that I learn in FFA can help me to prosper.
Fantastic. And so you mentioned a speaking contest. You mentioned how you did in the speaking contest the other day.
I did pretty good. I did 2 different speeches. I did a goat and sheep speech and an extemporaneous speech.
What did you talk about in each one of them?
So goat and sheep, I talked about parasites and diseases and how to stop them. And then my extemporaneous one, I talked about the things that we can use in agriculture to help grow sustainability in our food supply.
Oh, big topic there. Tough topics. But did pretty well in both of them?
Yeah, I got first place.
Okay, so do you have to choose? Do you get to go both of them to the region or just choose or what?
So I had to choose which one I was going to do, but with the help of my ag teachers and Alan Watts, I was going to do extemporaneous at regionals.
Good deal. Good deal. Look forward to hearing more about your speech. Addison, I ask you, what speech, did you do a speech the other day?
I did beef, and it was pasture management this year.
Pasture management,
yes,
okay.
Yes, and what I got first place for our chapter.
Congratulations. I've done a few beef speeches myself in my life. And so pasture management, what did you talk about?
Just about how rotational grazing, reseeding, pasture care, keeping all your limbs, rocks picked up out of your field, all of that goes into play of having cattle that are performing at your best for you and you're getting the most profit out of them.
I like it. I think it's pretty cool. So listen, you guys have a great FFA week. Everybody got a tractor picked out to drive or something on Friday or what?
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to have a dirty vehicle, clean vehicle, or a tractor. So that's the goal.
I'm thinking, Sarah, you going to get your car dirty?
Probably not.
Borrow Dad's and get his dirty.
Yeah, there you go.
I like that. What about you, dirty tractor? You got plenty of tractors to choose from where you work, I'm sure.
Well, I don't know if they'll let me get them dirty.
Yeah, that'd be you have to talk to Brian Chilton about that and who washes them when they come back, right? Listen, guys, have a great week. National FFA Week, Christian County FFA with us this morning. And thank you guys so much. So proud of what you guys do. And enjoy this last year as a Christian County Colonel. I know you guys will come together. And Addison, you graduate actually this year, so you'll be the last class of Colonel. Both of you guys graduate. Yeah. Be the last class of Colonels. And so hold that tradition there. Always be a Colonel. And Sarah, good luck to you as you become a Christian, it's hard to say, a Christian County Tiger next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
From an old colonel, it's hard to say. Yeah. Listen, you guys have a great day and enjoy yourself. Enjoy some breakfast and send Mr. Jaworski the bill. Because you guys have some great leadership. Your FFA advisors are Jake Jaworski, Victoria Groves, and
Madison Wilmoth.
Okay, very good. They do a great job. I had a chance to work with them Thursday night at your speaking contest, and fantastic job there as well.